Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. AJ?
Where's AJ?
Where the hell are you?
I haven't seen him. I'm not near a mirror.
AJ texted me last night. Let me read this word for word.
Okay.
Hi, brother. Can I call you? Super important.
Yep.
I never get these from AJ.
AJ, you won the lottery.
That would have laughy face emoji on it. And then, like, cash emoji and stuff like that. Yeah, no, this was a different one, yeah.
Yeah, do you have COVID?
I finally found me after almost 4 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I managed to dodge for quite some time, so I should be happy about that.
But I don't know how you did that.
Miss it.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's your first time getting it.
AJ, come on down. You have COVID.
Yay. All right, AJ.
Finally.
Do I get to play Plinko?
How do you feel?
Well, you know, as far as like the breathing part goes, I'm good. You know, for a cough.
You have that giant nose.
Thank you, appreciate that. Yeah, every time I take a breath, I'm watching the curtain come towards me. But yeah, you know, my head feels like someone beat it up. My body feels like somebody beat it up, and I got a cough. So
So you've been like vaccinated and boosted and all that. So that helps a lot.
Yeah. I got my three, so, you know, so I'm just kind of hanging out. The main thing is I don't know what to do with myself. I'm just kind of sitting here, so I just been sleeping. So,
all right, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. I'm a restless person, though, so that's always the hardest part for me because I'm just a restless person.
Should we find something for AJ to do while he's and we're going to have you on at 8:20 for that, so you have, you know, 2 hours and 10 minutes. Do you want to? You want a task, or do you want to take a nap?
Yeah, the task is going to sleep till next break.
That's a good task. That's good for you.
What?
Good. Good job.
Are you taking anything for it?
I don't have anything. I only got a Tylenol in here, you know?
You're such a baby. Yeah, get medicine.
Someone needs to go over there and be nursey.
I wasn't planning on getting sick, so I didn't buy anything, you know. It just kind of came out of nowhere, so, right. You know. For the most part, I'm generally healthy. I just, you know, I have Tylenol in case I get, like, a headache or, you know, walk into something, you know. So that's all I got.
You don't even have, like, tea with honey or something?
I'm not a tea drinker, and honey's gross.
No, you don't. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He has excuses, though.
I got peanut butter and jelly.
That's not going to help you.
Yeah, I will because I'm starving right now.
Do you have a thermometer?
I do.
Have you taken your temperature?
Yeah, it was 99.9.
I don't even know if it's good or not. It seems like it's not horrible.
It's mild grade.
Yeah, it's like a low-grade fever, I guess they call that, so.
You got aches and pains. For the aches and pains, you take, you know, Advil or whatever it is you like.
Right. Yeah.
Sore throat?
Sore throat, no sore throat. Although the inside of my ears hurt.
That sounds like you're congested.
That's a clothespin thing from earlier. That's what that is.
That's the clothespin.
Right.
Oh no.
Oh, that's where I put it. Okay, hang on. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, with all the stunts, how do you know why you're sore? It might not be COVID.
Right.
That's true.
See, that's what I thought. I thought I just beat the crap out of myself. I'm like, oh, okay, that's all I did. But then I felt feverish. I'm like, let me just check this. I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, you know what? Just to play it safe, I had a bunch of those, you know, those COVID tests that they sent to us from the government. I'm like, hey, let me try one of these things here. And sure enough,
you got COVID lines tests up, and I'm like,
from 3 years ago?
Actually, there was COVID tests sent like about a year ago from the government, and then I bought some online maybe like 6 months ago.
Okay, so we don't know if you really have COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might be expired.
According to the two lines, it said yes.
Okay.
You're pregnant.
And they were quite prominent. So I remember
has become so AJ so fast.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, no, thank you. I remember I did one for something we had to do. There was some place we had to go, and I had to take a COVID test.
I think a vacation or a wedding.
That was it. No, yes, the wedding. Yes. So I know how to use them, so, you know.
Okay, but if they're expired.
They all come with instructions also.
I read those two.
Like 10-year-olds know how to use them.
Wow.
Oh, is that going to be your mechanism when we start busting your balls? You'll cough and say, ow?
No. Gee, I'm so glad you guys called.
I know. I should be nice right now. Jennifer's on the phone. Hello?
Oh. Hey, good morning.
Do you have any questions for him?
Well, no. I just think it's more supportive care. Just, you know, taking Tylenol or Advil as needed for any kind of aches and pains, keeping up on hydration and resting.
I thought you meant supportive, like, and be nice.
Yes. No.
So far, she's winning that one.
I'm no fool.
And I heard Ruth go, oh, so that's two right there.
Yeah. AJ.
Yeah, I know, right?
You have the vid.
I know. I was so hoping to be non-vid.
It's funny because I've heard this story. It's been in the background. I just kind of scroll past it. Oh, another outbreak. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I never got it once, so I don't know what the pains are like. It just sounds like he sounds like Elmer Fudd now. That's all it is.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I always sound like that, but yeah.
It was a lot worse before you got vaccinated. That took people out.
Yeah, it did. Like, literally took them out. Yeah. You know, we lost, like, two or three friends.
Yeah, that's
right. So, it was a scary time. But, you know, I got my three, so I envisioned, you know, a couple of days, and I should be, you know, like, functional again, you know. I'm not functional now. I just don't. I get, like, you know, my head hurts. My body's supposed to beat it up. So,
well, we're gonna put one of those Comrex boxes on your porch later today.
Okay,
and
cool.
The fun will be:
can you do it?
Can he set this up?
Yeah. Start drinking now.
Spent the stupid on a Wednesday night. Great.
All right, hon. Thanks for calling in. You weren't any help at all.
Oh, she's wonderful. Feel better, AJ. Love you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
He was support.
Yeah, support.
See? Support always is nice. So I like support.
Support's terrible.
I got it last year, man. It was nasty. Don't wait to take that Tylenol when you feel sore. Like, just take it regularly. You're going to want it.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm done with you guys, I'm going to take it. It's sitting right next to me here in the bedroom. It's just me and Tylenol in the bedroom.
AJ, you sound different.
I know. I sound deeper. I hope I keep this voice. It's great.
All right. Well, let's let you go back to bed, and then we'll talk to you at 8:20 because we're going to sell you off. But now you're damaged goods.
That's right. Yeah, I got
a real
problem.
Discount AJ.
Just put as is.
All right. We have a discount on AJ.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
8:20 today. All right. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Get the garlic.
Good. Okay. Bye. Oops. I hung up on him. All right. Well, there you go. All right. There's nothing really. There's no big local story right now, which is a good thing. McDonald's bringing back the spicy chicken McNuggets.
Ooh.
Yay.
They were first introduced in 2020.
That was the first time they did spicy nuggets?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They waited after everybody else did. Like, Wendy's did it way earlier.
Right. That was a Wendy's item for a while.
Right.
Wendy's went away, and then Burger King did it, and then Burger King went away, and then McDonald's said, right, we'll do it. They did it, then it went away. They brought it back, I think in 20, whatever, last couple of years, and then now they're bringing it back. They rolled out the Chicken McNugget in between 1979 and 1983.
That changed the world.
Yes, it did.
It really did.
It changed that company, even.
It changed everything. Like a kid having a little snack. There wasn't really there for a kid. You just got a burger. Having the nugget just changed everything when I was a kid. It's like,
oh, how many chickens now are eaten every day?
So, all of them.
8 billion chickens per year just in the United States.
It doesn't sound like enough. You know what I mean? It sounds like we eat more than even that. Like with all the Popeye, all the chicken sandwich craze that happened, the nuggets, it sounds like we eat even more than that chicken.
In 2021, Americans consumed 98 pounds of chicken per person.
Jeez.
8 billion chickens per year. That's just the United States. Ruth, have you ever had chicken?
when I was very, very long time ago, probably 27 years ago.
What?
She's vegan.
I know, but like you got to splurge and eat real stuff sometimes.
Yeah, once in a while.
How do you know what you don't like?
How do I know what I don't like?
Yeah, because you're not eating it, so you might, the Miss Vegan thing might just be silly. Maybe you just love nuggets. Nuggets are half not meat anyway.
No, no, no. That is true.
Yeah, what are they really?
Yeah, just eat the outside part.
I eat vegan nuggets. We've been over this.
Yeah, vegan nuggets.
Gardein makes really good ones, by the way,
don't.
If anyone's interested. Yes, they do. Have you had to?
Yes, I have, because my sister eats them, and then I feel like she's punishing me when she serves those. I go, did I do something wrong?
What's the most you've eaten, Pat, in one sitting?
Nuggets?
Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. I one time got the 20, when they had the 20s, I ordered three of those, and I ate 60 nuggets and three large fries. I mean, I was a touch high, but...
But your cholesterol or what?
Yeah, afterwards, I did 60 nuggets and I polished it off and I literally was still hungry after.
60 nuggets.
Yeah. I was going to say, I could do the 20, so it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, it was a good time. I'd never been prouder.
Man, I'd like to try this record.
Let's go.
60 nuggets.
Come on, Ronald, bring them in.
All right, but are you doing sauce or no sauce?
I didn't. I raw dogged it. I didn't go sauce.
Oh, I want sauce.
I think you need it. But I think it makes it easier.
I was high, Phil. I wasn't thinking. If I was normal, I would have different sauces for each 20
pack. This chicken's missing something. Right? I don't know what it is, but it's missing something.
So is my throat. It's dry. I'm shoving nuggets down. But yeah, I would have gone sweet and sour with 20 of them, honey mustard with 20 of them, and then barbecue with 20 of them.
Those are all the correct choices.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with McDonald's that they really need to fix. So I see this, spicy chicken McNuggets are back. I'm like, okay, where can I find them close to me?
Right.
Is there a spicy chicken McNugget finder? That's what they need. I'm searching through Google. I'm searching through DuckDuck, whatever, Go. And I can't find the spicy nuggets closest to me.
Yeah, I guess the best way would go Uber Eats and just see if it's on the menu. In your location, that'd be the only way to... You're still doing a lot of research just for spicy nugs.
Oh, and they do that annoying thing, Chaz, on the website. They just put the star and it says, at participating locations for a limited time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but where are they?
Right.
First of all...
Tell me where to get it.
If you're not participating, step up. What are you doing? Participate.
Yeah. Yeah. The world wants spicy nuggets.
Yeah, I know they have the McRib locator, so you would think they would have something for this, too.
Right. Exactly right. Ruth, can you work on that, please? The world wants to know. Connecticut wants to know.
Put the vegan on it. We'll find out in 4 years.
I don't know what the story is here. The bank robbery or this guy's name. A 45-year-old Torrington man was taken into custody last week for robbing a Milford bank in August. Bam O, also known as Paul Bam O, is facing additional charges, fifth-degree larceny. He was assigned a $120,000 bond. Someone listening must know Paul Bam O. Last name O. Middle name Bam.
Oh, like that's also known as. So that means someone's like Bam O. I don't know that one. I know a Paul Bam O, but I don't know Bam O.
Yeah.
Like,
Bam O.
Same dude. Bam O.
I could see... Well, how someone with the name Bamo could go down the wrong path in life after a whole life of being harassed.
Bam. Oh! That was happening a lot.
Bam.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, he looks like a Bamo.
The mugshot is an interesting mugshot.
That man is appropriately named.
Bamo. That has to be changed. His last name can't be O-H.
Oh, it's O-H.
It's O-H.
So it's O.
O-H.
Yeah, because you would think it's like the other way. Oh, Bam. Like he was an Irish man that slapped stuff around. But no, he's Bam-O.
O robbed the Devon branch of the Milford Bank at noon on August 25th, according to police. He allegedly showed the bank teller a note that claimed he'd shoot her if she didn't hand over the money.
He holds the gun. He's like, you're going to go Bam. Oh, give me the money.
You know, it is painting a clearer picture.
Yes.
I would just write, you know, I have a gun, hand over the money. I wouldn't say I'm going to shoot you if you don't. Can you look up Paul Bamo?
Yeah.
Ruth, please.
It's not like there's a ton in the yellow pages. There's so many Bamos.
Does he have an arrest record? What's the deal? Does he have a Facebook? Like, who are his Facebook friends?
Yeah, what's Bamo's
Bing,
TikTok?
Bang,
yeah.
Boom, Smack,
Zamo,
Kapow,
Zoinks. Me and Zoinks are going out tonight.
Surveillance photos released on social media and tips from the public led police to
Oh.
Hey, that looks like Bamo. That's weird that you rob a bank in Milford. Like, that's your Torrington and Milford. No one's ever going to put this together. No one up here watches TV that may be down there.
He put the O in Torrington. It's like, but maybe he's too known in Torrington. That's why he had to go.
He can't be hard to identify, right? Like, you just yell Bamo. It's not like 15 people are going to turn around and look at you.
I turn around.
It's the one guy.
If someone dude yells Bamo, I would turn and go, why are you yelling?
I think something's heading my way.
Yeah.
Hey, Bamo!
Doc.
Looking up for an anvil or something. Bamo!
Jerry the painter texted, I know his sister Allie. She lives down south. Allie Bamo?
That sounds
Allie
like
Bam.
Yeah.
Allie Bama.
Yeah. Good, dude. Good one.
All right, good.
You got us, Jerry.
Allie Bamo.
Allie Bamo. With a banjo on her knee.
Wow, I'm nuts here. I thought someone would call and say, I know Bamo.
Nobody knows the Bamos.
No one knows Allie Bamo.
I know Steve-O, but not his brother Bamo.
45-year-old. Mr. O. Oh, that's actually a pretty good name, Mr. O.
That's like a Bond villain there. Would you go Mr.
Or porn.
Okay.
Mr. O.
Give him the Bamo face.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I just looked him up on Facebook. He's originally from Milford and lives in Torrington.
Okay.
So he lived in Milford. He moved to Torrington and thought, I'll go back to my hometown.
No one knows him there.
No one will ever put it together there.
Nope.
I blend. Yeah. I'm a blender.
Wow.
Knew
where
layout.
Did you find that?
I just went on Facebook and put Paul Bam O. It came up Paul O.
Oh, he doesn't use the Bam on Facebook. He's Bamless.
Thank you for that info. Ruth, did you find anything?
It looks like on October 6, 2016, O pled guilty to robbery in the first degree and was sentenced to 10 years.
For this?
This is 2016. In 2016.
Oh, in 2016.
Execution suspended after 5 years and 5 years probation.
Oh, great.
So this is not his first bank robbery.
Okay.
That's an O negative.
All right, wait. Run me through the story of his first bank robbery.
It's a document from United States District Court.
Oh, so it's like 89 pages.
It's an order, and it says his name is Bam Paul O.
It's Bam O.
Yeah.
It's Paul Bamo.
I like he just keeps rearranging the same names.
They'll never find me.
Oh, Bam it.
No, I'm Oh Paul Bam.
Bam it.
That's not me.
Bamo the Bandit.
God, Bam it.
This happens all the time.
Wow. So what did he do in his first bank robbery? And there's no dollar amount here. I want to know what Bamo ran away with.
It's all O's.
I read somewhere it was like $1,000 or something. I remember reading it.
That's it?
You could go to 7-Eleven and probably make more money.
And you could rob a Santa.
A Santa?
Yeah, like, you know, when they're out there with a bell and they're just ring-a-ling, Bamo could just smack them and take his sack.
How would you do a bank robbery? Would you go in with a note?
It seems like that's all you have to do.
They give you very little money.
It sends someone else in with
the armor cars. Those are too tough, right? They're armed.
They can't nowadays. No
I don't
way.
Think those armor car people want you to leave with money.
No,
I think they're looking to pull those guns.
They're tough. Guard of people, like, yeah, they're real. I dealt with them at Big Lots to come in and not bringing the money in.
Oh, really?
We have to walk them in. There's
no
a whole
joking.
System. There's a second guy. There's no joking at all. They're strapped. They're ready to go.
Oh, a second guy.
Yeah, there's a second guy in the car. One goes in.
Always.
One stays out in the front. And
always
watches
two.
It. They can't walk back and forth without someone walking them in and out. So there's no way you're dealing with them. So Bamo is not going to trick those folks.
Bamo is not a mastermind.
No.
Is Bamo out now? He was assigned a $120,000 bond.
There's only like two directions for someone named Bamo, though, right? It's this or he's like an MMA guy.
Yeah.
Like, what else?
What
else
do you do with that name?
You don't hire him as like your defense attorney.
Or he's like Batso's sidekick. A Batso and Bamo would be a great team.
Yes.
I like them.
Maybe Batso knows him.
Oh, definitely Batso knows him.
Yeah, I don't want a Dr. Bamo, especially proctologist. I don't want Dr. Bamo.
You don't want Whammo, Bamo, thank you, Mamo. You don't want that at all.
Yeah, I guess the note would be the easiest, but I don't think you make a lot of money doing it. When I was a kid, I always thought if I was going to heist money, it would be, you know, an armored car. Because if you could figure out their schedule, they're going to have a ton of money. It's right. going to be from all the banks and from stores. And but I always thought I would have to invent a device that would shut down the communication ability yeah. of the armored car. Then I thought, well, if I can invent that, maybe I can make enough money where I don't have to rob.
See, that's what makes you smart. I wouldn't have gone second yeah. level.
So I started going down this path. I'm like, I'll invent this. And I'm like, well, wait, if I do that, there's got to be a market for yeah. it.
I can make my own money.
To rob.
Yeah, that's why you're not Chaz. Oh.
I could just sell that to the Joker.
Oh, man, one of the most brutal armored car scenes in a movie is the from Heat.
Yeah. That opening
oh.
scene?
Oh, my God, the tow truck smashing into the armored oh. car.
If we had De Niro and Bam-O together, oh, that'd be great. Pacino, Bam-O, De Niro.
Pacino and Bam-O in a bank heist. Yeah, you know, when you watch that scene, though, the ambulance driver
yeah.
pulls in front of the armored car, and the armored car stops, and the armored car driver has a second, looks, and the armored car is far enough away, like if he slammed it in reverse, the whole plan unravels. And all he did was sit there and look like, oh, there's a truck heading our way.
Yeah.
And that truck would have gone, bam-o!
Bam-o! A 27-year-old guy asked Reddit for advice over the weekend after he accidentally sent a nude photo of his wife to his entire family and hers.
Ooh.
Help me, Internet. No one in my family will talk to me anymore.
My uncle won't stop calling.
They just got married. They were on their honeymoon. He shared a bunch of pics from their trip, including one of her topless in a hot tub.
Nice move.
I think that's not that bad, you know? Except for Aunt May, who's gonna see it. I don't think...
Aunt May might like it.
Yeah. yeah.
Dad's
you know?
Not gonna
you know?
Like it.
Yeah. No. Dad's gonna be psyched.
Stepdad's gonna dig it.
Stepdad, yes.
Those movies are right.
How many separate individual texts do you think he got after that?
He just got removed from the group chat.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Well, that's when you pick up your phone and you see 65 in that little circle.
That's too many.
Yeah, that happens real quick.
Something's wrong.
I actually had a friend who posted himself on Facebook once by accident.
Like on Facebook,
full, like posted himself naked?
Yep. You get those texts pretty quick.
It's got to suck if you get no likes.
Yeah.
They didn't put the downvote button in
yeah,
yet.
No.
And you know that picture lives forever. You yep. could take it down in like eight nope. seconds and it's out. Someone grabbed it.
Screenshotting the hell out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that one.
Can people on the social media platforms know if you take a screenshot?
I think Snapchat, not on definitely. Like Facebook. Yeah, not on Facebook.
But like on TikTok?
No, not on TikTok.
No? Instagram? No.
I thought Snapchat had a thing where you could know.
Snapchat knows. Yep. Yeah, Snapchat knows. Like Instagram has like the like you can pretty much have like a Snapchat chat on Instagram where you can like hide it.
Right.
And like then if you screenshot, you'll know. But
because Snapchat has that 24-hour window
Snapchat's
thing for a while, so they knew you were
yep.
trying to grab it quick. Yep. If somebody was sent you a nude and didn't want to, you have to yep. grab it.
Instagram stories will let you know.
Brian, how many Instagram followers do you have?
85,000, like around
nice.
There. Yeah.
Why don't you post a picture of your junk right now?
And we'll see.
And let's yeah, listen yeah. to your cell phone.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I'll send one of me to my family. Let's see who gets more reaction.
We can actually do the DraftKings on this, and you can bet over under. Will my followers go up or down, you know?
Over undercarriage. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, we do FanDuel here. FanDuel. Luckily, it wasn't bad. It was a picture of her back was turned, so you couldn't really see anything. Oh, then why are we doing this story? But it was still racy, and some of her family members didn't believe he sent it by mistake. So it's causing drama. Most people on Reddit said, don't worry about it. It's your honeymoon, and the photo wasn't that racy, so it'll blow over.
You're taking pictures like that on the honeymoon?
Yeah, that's what people do. When would you do it?
When I just need more spice in it. I'm fired up for the honeymoon. I'm all over it.
Like,
I'm not
we're good.
Pics.
We don't need sexy pictures.
We're not
I'll need sexy
shoot.
Pictures in 10 years. You take them now for 10 years.
Right, and the after part. Like, you know, it's like, but like, get in there. Like, you earned it.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
Taking
oh, I see.
You know what I'm
How
saying?
How is she in that hot tub by herself?
Yeah. What are yeah, you doing? Yeah, why yeah. are you out there taking photos? Are we a cuck? What's happening yep. in this thing?
Right. You're 27. You should be all over that.
Yeah. What? You're failing, dude. They need to be pills for that. Get in there.
It got people on this Reddit thread to talk about similar mistakes they've made. One guy posted a picture of his topless wife looking out a window and didn't realize you could see her reflection in the glass.
It's tasteful, though. It's tasteful. That's art at
tasteful.
That point. Yeah.
But who's she waiting for? That's the question.
The milkmaid.
Yes.
Yeah, who was she waving to down below?
Yeah, a delivery from UPS.
Yeah.
Another woman once took a photo of an intimate area to send to her doctor.
Nope. That never happened.
Yeah.
Not one time has that ever happened.
Yeah. Is this now, there are doctors like that. They're also on Facebook.
Yes.
Dr. Bam. Yeah. Oh.
Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable.
No.
I promise, I'm a doctor.
And it automatically got backed up to a shared folder online, she says.
That's my automatic folder right over there.
Has anyone taken a picture of their area and sent it?
I have not. I would be terrified. I wouldn't even know how to do the photo shoot.
I believe I've asked Phil this question already.
I definitely have. I mean,
you look like you do.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 35. I'm going to be 35 on Friday, actually. My birthday.
Nice.
Friday.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, almost happy birthday. What's your status? Do you have a girl or a guy?
I am engaged. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So before.
This is pre. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're dating. Like crazy stuff happens.
I used to tour with a band too, so I.
That's a whole. Oh.
I had to, yeah.
Well, what does that mean then?
You had to keep up appearances. You know, Pete Wentz, a Fall Out Boy, was sending his out everywhere at the time. So,
I saw his Fall Out Boys real quick.
Has it ever come back to you? Have you ever had a photo?
No,
come
I don't.
Back
you know what? I don't think I've ever seen one like Boomerang. And come back around to me like, yo, I have this. This is a 2007.
Right.
Look familiar. Yeah. Well, Tribe, the challenge is on. Find a picture of Brian. Send it back.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that.
It's Brian Blackmore. Brian LeBenz from Kent Falls Brewing in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Barry.
What is it?
Barry.
Is it Barry?
Yeah.
I can screw up every name. You can give me any name, and I will screw it up. So,
John Bon Jovi, I've heard it happen.
I was wondering why you hesitated a second when I said good morning. You're like,
he's looking around.
Thank you for correcting me.
It's all good.
Welcome.
What's the thing you guys do that no other brewery does?
So one of the things that we've been working at since we started was working with local farms to source our grains. So for the last last 5 years, all of our grains have come from local farms and maltsters. So 95% of our ingredients come from within 250 miles, and about 60 to 65% come from actually within 50 miles of our
brewery. And you're the only one who does that?
At our scale, certainly. You know, I can't speak to every single person's operation, but using 100% local grains is... something that is
that, you know, better? You get better grains here?
I mean, at this point, we do it because we think it's the best flavor, you know, for our beers. But, you know, certainly starting out, our brewery is on a farm, so we're very connected to agriculture and supporting farms. And we've worked with people to grow this supply chain because there's not a lot of grain farms. Most people don't even know what a grain farm sort of looks like. Fun fact, the average can of IPA takes about 4 square feet of barley field. And for a farm...
One can.
So
just one can.
Yeah.
I wiped out two fields last week.
I knocked out 6 plantations one time. I couldn't find my car.
One weekend, a whole farm gone. That's just me. That is a fun, crazy fact.
It was.
So, yeah.
I mean, that, Snapple.
It's, you know, about 1 million cans plus of beer a year that a barley farm... or a farm growing barley needs to be able to produce and turn over year after year. So, you know, if we're not fully committed to supporting them, then, you know, we don't want it to go
away. That's a great point. Wow. Can you take us through, like, the process of a beer? Because I don't think about it. I just grab it. I pop it. I pour it. I like to have an IPA in a glass.
Yeah. Our job is to put all the effort in on the early side so you can grab the beer, enjoy
that's
it,
all I
pop
know.
It open, and,
this tastes
and keep
great.
It simple.
Farm to bottle. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you plant seeds.
So, yeah, I mean, the seeds,
holy crap.
Seeds are planted. You got to wait. You know, we worked with, we found a variety of barley we really loved. We signed a contract to get it grown, and it took about 2.5 years for us to actually get the first order of that barley because they had to source the seeds, they had to plant it, they had to harvest it, then it needs to go to the maltster.
Damn.
And then we have to brew with
the
it.
The maltster?
So the maltster basically is the Like, easiest way to think of it is sort of like the coffee roaster. Okay. You can get green coffee beans at your house, and it's going to break your coffee grinder. Mm-hmm. You get a bean, it's roasted. You like light roast, dark roast, from this place or that place. So it's sort of the person who makes it a usable ingredient for brewers.
Wow.
Maltster mesh.
I'm on the right end of this equation.
The mesh.
The pop and drink.
Yeah.
That's way easier.
Yeah, end product is the best.
So you're doing this, not to be rich, if that happens, great, but this is a big-time passion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, it's really easy to open a beer and then you go, well, that's amazing, right? And beer is at its core four ingredients, water, malt, yeast, and hops. And how many breweries are there that do it differently all over the world, you know, and make very, very different products? So I think there's a lot of sort of worldview and personalization and what area of it that you want to focus on that gets to be really interesting. And when you open it and sort of go, I want to know more about this, is where I think a lot of the people in my brewery and in the industry have sort of continued to dive in and want to know more. And you find the particular ways that you want to do it, and then you just go full force at it.
We're talking to John from Kent Falls Brewing.
I was like, oh, no.
Better change your name every 5 seconds. Yeah, it's Barry. I remember like 20 or 30 years ago drinking Sam Adams, thinking I was drinking a craft beer.
Yeah, the Blue Moons. I remember when Blue Moons.
This is when people went from like Bud to something different.
It's, I mean, the trajectory over the last 30 years is totally wild. Where it was, I asked a brewer who's been open 25 years one time, I was like, is this more difficult now where there's a brewery on every corner, or 25 years ago when, you know, you're describing what you're explaining what a pale ale is to somebody, not this is my pale ale and the thousand iterations of this hop or that hop or this yeast.
Oh, that's a great question. What did he say?
Oh, he said now, without a question, right?
This is better now.
It's harder now.
Harder now.
Yeah, you're battling so much.
It's not only, battling so much, and, you know, the same way brewers come out with different beers, IPAs, new hops, hop farms and barley farms. So now the suppliers are even in the same, and it's not a bad thing. It's like incredible to have this, the ability to brew with hops from this field, right, is incredible. It's like, I know what it's going to taste like. We love working with the farmer. We have personal relationships. I wouldn't trade that for the world, but it also makes it sort of difficult to digest.
Where do you go?
Be.
You know, there's only so much money in this market, and now you're cutting it up into 1,000
And what's
pieces.
Distillable for when you want to open a beer, right? I want this, you know, it's very difficult. Like on our Pilsner, it says the name of the variety of barley that we use because it's something we really care about. We think it makes the beer in particular, but I don't think many people walk into the package store and say, do you guys have any beer with Endeavor barley?
That's true.
No.
Right?
But you're right.
There's a hope about educating the consumer about some of these differences and what makes
some people you don't even have to work on. They're already there. Yeah. They want to brew beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they find you.
They're slurring already. They're
and then the other group of people.
Pat.
Right.
Endeavor. Watch out.
There's the other group that just wants the experience.
I think that's a lot of what it's about, right? It's, you know, you're going to a place, and part of our experience is we're on a farm. You can come, you see the pasture, you can see, you know, we didn't raise animals this year, but in the past we've raised pigs and chickens. We have a little hop yard, and you can sort of connect with.
Now you got a real cool place for like a beautiful day.
Yeah, agricultural side of it.
Why do you close so early? Why do breweries close at like 6 or 8 o'clock?
Some do, some don't. We're in a rural area, so we at our brewery have never been open very late. There's not public transportation. It's an intentional, like, I'm taking the trip out to Kent. I'm going to go try their beers.
Let's close it down early.
Yeah. The latest we've ever been open at the brewery is 7 o'clock.
I made the trip last year, and it was amazing.
Oh, no, it's worth the trip.
It was amazing. Yeah,
no, it's definitely worth the trip.
Yeah, but Kent in the dark to be scary too. There's no cell phones. There's no. You want to get out early.
It's a Halloween movie.
That's Blair Witch at the end.
Yeah.
But it's a, you know, it makes it a very, it's certainly a unique experience that you have there. We actually, this, to sort of be open a little later, we're actually this month having a pop-up in Bantam at Mockingbird Kitchen and Bar, where Friday and Saturday will be open till 9, Sundays will be open 1 to 6. There's a full menu, which is something...
So you'll be at that restaurant?
We'll be, like, our team is going to be there. We're putting on some events that we've done in the past, and new beer releases. We're setting up a beer garden in the back. They have a great backyard space.
Nice.
So it'll be a really cool thing. You know, at our brewery, sort of one of the... We've never had food service. You know, we're not set up with a commercial kitchen or anything like that.
You're going to get there at some point?
At the brewery, we'll see. You know,
you got chickens and pigs already. What are you doing?
Yeah. You can come, and the first thing you see when you walk in is a freezer where you can buy pork chops, bacon, whole chicken.
But you can't eat them there?
But we can't cook or eat it there.
Well, what about food trucks? That seems to be the solution to anyone who doesn't want a kitchen, no?
I think I need to plead the fifth on food trucks in Kent. It's the food trucks. The Kent does. We don't have food trucks.
Yeah, they don't.
In
certain towns, that just don't do that. It makes it look bad. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. You know, it's a. There's not. I understand.
Well, I know what my top story at 8 o'clock is going to be.
No, in downtown Kent, I understand it. There's a handful of great restaurants. There's not a lot of parking. It's a state road, so you actually can't have food trucks on a state road anyway.
So they said you could have a brewery, but you're not serving food.
There's no requirement by the state for us to serve food, so
no,
it's
but
not
the town.
In a rural area on our setup, we're not really set up with a commercial kitchen to serve food as is. So the food truck thing not being permitted.
Well, so breweries don't have to have food, but bars do because you have to have something there to say hey, you're going to leave drunk, put this in your belly.
So right. There are separate licenses for restaurants and breweries. As a manufacturer, we're allowed to pour beer for people. You know, we don't have to have food, but we can't serve liquor, right? Serve liquor, you need a restaurant license, or there's a couple other licenses, and that's where food requirements and things come in.
Yeah, no strippers, right? Yeah.
If I go there, what should I order? I like IPAs.
So our best-selling IPA is called Superscript. One of the beers that we actually rolled it out right at the start of the pandemic, and it sort of took off. It was something we planned... you know, in that transition from not working 100% with local malt to going 100% with local malt, we really sort of wanted to design a new beer. And this was around the same time and sort of took a number of hops from local farms, a variety originally grown in Michigan that we then found a farm to grow in New York. So Superscript is 25% hops grown in New York, which is another thing we try and focus on, but is a little bit more difficult just with our geography. Hops grow way better in New Zealand and the Northwest and whatnot, but it's great. It's an easy drinking beer. It's 6%, got a ton of flavor, and the hop combination really, I think, sets it apart from a lot of our other IPAs and IPAs in the market.
What's that? Is that wine?
That is, it's not wine. So it is as close to being not beer as you can get. It's 51% of the sugars come from wheat and barley grown by Thrall Family Malt in Windsor, Connecticut.
It looks like a wine bottle.
And then 49% of the sugars come from Gruner Veltliner grapes that were also grown on the same farm. So Thrall Family Malt is a 350 or so year old family farm. They used to do a lot of tobacco. As tobacco, you know.
You know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He knows the most stuff.
You know.
You're smart and stuff.
Not just the ingredients, but the whole history. It's amazing.
You're the Cliff Clavin of beer. It's great.
the same way, you know, what styles are popular and how craft beer changes, agriculture changes, right? So as tobacco sort of has dwindled in the market, the family decided to plant malting barley instead of barley as a cover crop. They have a daughter who is interested in agriculture but studies viniculture, so they planted a small vineyard for her or themselves.
Wow.
And so we worked with them all the time on their grains, but once a year we try and bring in some grapes. This is a co-fermentation, so we took fresh-pressed grape juice from the grapes and then a low-alcohol farmhouse ale, fermented it in oak barrels together. And then the result is this really nice, 5.5% dry, sort of wine-like table beer. It is in a wine bottle because of the...
Do you have kids?
I don't.
Okay. Because kids typically, when you answer a question, will follow up with why and why. You would run your kids down to where they're like, I have no more questions. Thanks, Dad. I'm walking away now.
But then his kids would have his power, and that would be insane.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He'd be like, actually, Barley.
be like, don't ask him a question. You will lose the rest of Saturday.
Why 49% grapes, Dad? Why white grapes, Dad? Why?
Actually, no, but this is the guy who was running a brewery. Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He knows everything.
Yeah, beer nerd is cool.
I love beer nerd. Can I have a grilled cheese, Dad? Well, let me tell you about this cheese.
Yeah, right. Just
heat up the pan.
Technically, American cheese isn't cheese.
Yes. Or from America. It's crazy. It's 38% American and 57% Canadian.
I love this guy. And you got a Kent is beautiful, by the way. Yeah. And this is the time of year where it's like perfect to live in this part of the country. Go out there, a nice ride.
Yeah, if you're those fall, I take pictures from my Facebook person, go to Kent. That is your photo.
Yeah. What's the, give me the very short version of what's the history of that farm?
So the property's been in agriculture since the early 1700s.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Too long, dude.
I'm kidding.
We're the third. Family, call it, to be on the property. So the Camp family, who the road is named after, the Hoyanskis started the dairy farm in the mid-80s, Fool's Day Farm, and then we purchased the property and moved on and started the brewery. We moved on to the farm in 2012, and the brewery opened early 2015.
You bought 50 acres in 2012?
My partner did.
Okay. Yeah. He's got to be loaded. In Kent? 50 acres in Kent?
It's in a rural part of Kent. Okay. I mean, it's not a developed 50 acres. A lot of it is conserved wetlands.
Well, it wasn't $6, dude. He spent money.
That's the thing with farmland now, to buy a big patch of land in Connecticut. It's so much. How do you make it off of making beer?
Good
for you guys.
That's sort of the how do you make it off of agriculture is even a harder question. So
that's a great question.
Put a brewery on the farm to help us raise pigs, grow
the
hops.
Main.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then real quick, why do you have Star Wars sheets on the back?
We need an answer to this one.
I have a dog that sheds a lot, and I've always held on to. I've got there's Star Wars and Return of the Jedi, and I've got some He-Man and Voltron. And sheets.
Are these the original sheets from your bed when you were a kid?
Nearly translucent. You know,
that's awesome.
It's like a thing where if I do have kids ever, it's like these are going to be their sheets.
Great.
You know? You pee him, now he can pee him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's nice.
You know?
I have the owl. What?
R2 pee-poo.
Hey, thank you so much for coming up. This is a must stop, especially this time of year, Kemp Falls Brewing. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR. At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.